Hello?
You guys, stop.
Is it Mom O'Clock yet? I am going crazy.
Heck yeah. It's Mom O'Clock somewhere.
Welcome back to Mom O'Clock.
It's Mom O'Clock.
Yes, we're so happy to have you. I feel like we haven't been here in a minute.
Happy to have you.
I'm happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
You look so good today.
Thanks, so do you.
Thanks.
Don't look at me.
So anyway, we're just going to start off real quick with a little tribute to Dolly Parton.
Oh, heavy heart.
She just passed recently, and she was an absolute country music icon, and I feel like she just wasn't that. She was kind-hearted. She was bigger than life. She was just, she's an icon. Like, she's a legend. She's leaving behind a legacy. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, she's Molly. She's Miley Cyrus's godmother.
She was going to say she's your godmother.
That's, like, what I know her as. And, like, I just feel like we grew up with Dolly Parton, like, her music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she passed away at the age of 80, so our heart goes out to her and her family. I can't even imagine. I mean, to me, 80 is so young. Our grandparents are 96. Mm-hmm. That's 16 more years.
And I feel like she was very, like, young and vibrant.
Yeah, she was just, like, the biggest, like, she had the biggest heart. She was just so kind, and she was just, like, everybody's, like, music icon in the country era.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because I think it was her sister. I might be making this up. I think it was her sister who posted on Instagram to pray for Dolly. And then a couple days later, Dolly posted on her story that she's fine, guys. Like, I'm fine, all good. And then all of a sudden, she passes away. So I have no idea what happened there. I got to be honest. I didn't read much into it. I just was on listening on the radio yesterday, and there were so many tributes. I mean, they were reading, like, her tribute at her funeral on the radio.
It's crazy.
I mean, she was an absolute icon.
I know.
And so many people.
We were just about to have her on the pod.
Aww.
Imagine.
She would have loved us.
Yeah.
But yeah, so rest in peace, Dolly Parton.
Rest in peace, Dolly. We love you. Love your boobs. Love your country.
Yeah, we love your boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. XOXO. Okay, well, now that we did a little tribute to our girl Dolly.
Now we can get into the real
stuff. Yes, let's get into it. We're doing a major episode today on back to school.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
First day of school.
Oh, my God. I've never been so ready.
But before we get into it, let's just tell a quick story. Because everybody knows, like, everybody and their mother knows that we have been potty training.
Yes, except I am sick to death of hearing about potty training.
Sick to death.
She texted me last night. She's like, I'm just going to do one more video about potty training. I go, please, no more videos.
You know what's crazy? This weekend, four people, two of them came up to me on the boardwalk. Did I tell you that I got recognized on the boardwalk?
No.
This girl asked if she wanted to take a picture of me and my family.
Right.
She's like, she stops in her tracks. She goes, you want me to take a picture of you guys? Because we were kind of standing together.
Yeah.
She's like, wait a minute. Where do I know you? And my husband goes, well, she has a podcast. And in my head, I'm like, stop. She's like, oh, my God. I watched you on your podcast, Mom O'Clock. You had Lexi on, and I listen.
Famous.
And now I listen, like, moving on, like, moving forward, I still listen.
Okay.
And I'm like, it was, like, the coolest thing ever, to be honest with you. But anyway, my point is, two more people on the boardwalk came up to me and were like,
how's potty training?
Is your son fucking potty trained or what? And I'm like, that's so funny, because to me, I'm like, how do you know my kid's being potty trained? And then I'm like, oh, I put everything on the internet. So anyway, I have a quick story. We're driving home from the shore. Now, we've driven home from the shore many times, and he's been able to hold it. And if he tells me he has to pee, he can hold it until we get to a rest stop.
So he's pretty good at holding it.
Pretty good at holding
it. Okay.
Until Monday, we're driving home from the shore. It's just me, the dog, and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, I have to pee-pee. I have to pee-pee. Okay, honey, I'll pull over. No worries. So it was probably like 2 minutes before I pulled over.
Are you on the parkway?
No, I'm on 37.
Okay.
And I pull over into, like, a Dollar Tree parking lot, and I get out, and I set up his potty, because I have to set up his potty before I take him out of the car, so he probably does, he does this thing where he tinkles a little bit, and then he does the rest in the potty. Is that a thing?
Yeah, Rocco always, like, sometimes his underwear is just, like, a little bit wet.
Yeah, because, like, he, like, it just comes
why
out.
Why can't you just hold it for
you're
that?
Like, hold your goddamn pee. So I put him on the potty, and he does a little bit in his pants, and he's peeing, and he likes to watch the cars because we're facing 37. So he's like, Mommy, I want to watch the cars. So now we're sitting there for, like, much longer than I want to. My dog's, like, hyperventilating because he doesn't like when anything's out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Now he's peeing in my trunk. Now, before I took him out of the car, I must not have noticed he threw snacks out of the car onto the floor.
Uh-huh.
Seagulls.
No.
Oh my God. I have chills because I was screaming on the top of my lungs. It's Gio on the squatty potty in my trunk, Bama hyperventilating, me like facing all these cars.
This is the shit when you need the camera. The camera.
Seagulls. I mean like hundreds are flocking my car.
Those are the snacks.
I'm screaming on the top of my lungs. This guy pulls up behind me.
But Gio was in the trunk peeing?
Yes, yes. This guy pulls up behind me hysterically laughing. He's like, good luck. I'm like, not only do I hate birds, I hate seagulls.
Hate seagulls.
And once there's food, there's no. Oh, no. So now I'm screaming on the top of my lungs. Yeah. And he's like dilly-dallying watching the cars fly by. Ugh. And I'm like, fuck this kid. And then I put him back in the car or whatever, and then I had to pull over at Bon Jovi rest stop to go potty again.
I love Bon Jovi rest stop.
Me too. But I wasn't even thinking, like, something could happen. Like, I could be, like, kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't even thinking. I was just like, get him in, get him out.
I love Bon Jovi rest stop, but I hate the bathroom.
No. So I did the potty in the trunk.
Oh, you did? You didn't
go
in? No,
I didn't bring him in. Oh. I did not bring him in. I just put him in the trunk again.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, what would you do? You would bring him in at a rest stop?
I mean, no, I guess not. If I was alone, no.
No. So he had to pull over at Bon Jovi. And if you know, that's like exit, I don't know, 105 on the parkway. Yeah. So it was like a little bit more down. I mean, like.
But did he actually have to pee again?
Am I not supposed to be giving him water in the car?
No, I mean, you can stop. But like,
I'm just going to have to. He has to be thirsty.
They're just going to pee where they want to pee.
So that was my trip home. And what else? Something else happened.
So do you miss diapers? Because I do.
Yeah, I mean, like.
I'm a no diaper house now. I left the house with a no diaper bag. I have no diapers.
I do pull-ups now.
I miss diapers. We went back to school shopping. Rocco had to pee in every store we went into. Like,
see, that I won't do. I would just bring him to the car.
No, see, I'm not bringing. I have three kids. I'm not bringing all the kids back to the car so one kid could pee. We're going to the bathroom.
Bring all three to the restrooms. What's the difference?
Well, I had Joe with me, but like, yeah, we're going to the. We're going.
Yeah, I would do that if I had someone else with me.
But so I just. Rocco's potty trained. Long story short, I didn't document my potty training, but he's totally potty trained, and. I'm mad about it.
No, I actually am mad about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, I think it's kind of fun that he's like such a big boy.
Yeah, like I'm proud of him.
It's fucking annoying that I had to pull over on the parkway.
Yeah.
With my dog.
I'm annoyed because now he just like poops and he doesn't even tell me. And then he like runs like, mommy, I pooped. Yeah, he's like, mommy, I pooped. I'm like, well, you don't know how to wipe. So like you're not running around with a poop
in your
butt.
Ass crack.
So like that's the annoying part.
We're sitting on the toilet and not getting up now.
Oh, no. He's so like. Annoying. He'll like grab his
and
iPad.
He does this thing where he's like, poop. Mommy, hold me. I got to poop.
Oh, I like when they squeeze. When like, Joey used to want to squeeze my finger.
He's like, hold me. I'm like, so all right. Hold you.
Yeah.
And then I hold him.
I'm done potty training.
So do you still use the mini potty or is he on the big potty?
He usually. The mini potty is still in our
so he'll
bathroom.
He'll go on that?
He'll go on it. Yeah, like when he's going by himself and he's not telling a soul.
Do you change the garbage bag every time? You're just done with the
There's
garbage
bag. There's no garbage bag.
Do you clean it, the poop out of there every time? No, yeah. I do garbage bag.
Oh my God. I have to dump the pee, dump the poop, clean it. I clean it in the.
Too much work. Garbage bag. Garbage. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, we're moving on from potty training because I'm fucking done.
Moving on to potty training, moving on to school.
Back to school and first day of school. Let's get into it.
All the feels.
What are we talking about?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know, but.
All the feels. Why don't you begin to tell me you're going back to school? Our youngest are going to school for the first day for the first time.
Yes.
You have two that are going back to school.
Yes.
And let's just get into it. Talk to me. Talk to me.
All right. Before I talk to you, Titty's going to spit. And I haven't done it in the new studio.
Spit. You haven't done it in the new studio?
No,
how dare you?
I haven't.
Spit
I
for
know.
Me. Spit.
Hold
Go.
On.
I'll be listening.
Hold on. I got to.
You have music?
No, I can't find it.
So you're just going to spit?
I'm just going to spit with my raw dog and no rhythm mouth. But it is a parody to Colt 45 Afro Man. So you know that song?
Nope.
You don't know it? Colt 45 and Two Zigzag, Baby, That's All I Need? Oh, God. Someone help me. Is it the generation thing? Are you too young? Why doesn't she know that song? Because she's not cool.
I don't listen to your music.
My music?
I don't listen to your dumb music.
A cool rap song from...
Play it. Maybe I'll know.
Rob.
Not us always asking like if Rob can help us.
Whatever. You don't need to know the song. It's just the beat to it.
Just fucking rap so we can move on with our lives.
She's so mean. All right. 8:45 and two zigzags. Drop off lines all we need. go to Target after dark.
You have absolutely no rhythm.
Buy some it's shit we do not need. Never mind, I'm not rapping.
No, go, finish. I'll dance for you. Go.
Well, it was just sundown in a small Jersey town. They call it back to school hell. When the moms walked in with the school supply list, you could hear the daddies yell. Well, I was standing in the aisle looking for the glue sticks with a cart full of shit in my hand. They need 12 damn folders and 24 pencils. I can't do it with you dancing.
Why? I'm being your backup dancer.
All right. Fought for the pens, fought for the glue. Some bitch grabbed the little Crayola four pack. You need to know the song. You need to know the song. Anyway, back to school feels. I am so fucking ready for back to school.
Tell the viewers how many kids you have, how old they are, if they don't already know.
I have a six-year-old who's going to first grade for the first time. New school. All my kids are going to a new school. So, like, my mommy heart is going to be, like,
broken in half.
But I'm ready. I had all kids. I thought about this. I had no camps. I'm not complaining. I did it to myself.
Not complaining.
But I had all three kids home every single day, all summer long. I had to entertain three little humans all day, every day. And I am so ready to send them off, fly your little wings, and torture some other human for the day. Like, I'm done. I put in my time.
Tell me... how your oldest is going to first grade. What is his going to be his vibe? Is he going to walk in? Is he
going
to cry?
So he's going to a new school, never been there.
Oh my God, I have a stomach ache for him.
So I was the mom who like wrote in the Facebook chat, like, my son just got his teacher. Who has Mrs.?
You did?
Yeah, like, because I want...
Did anybody answer?
I need to make him friends. Like the South Plainfield Mom Facebook group chat. Like of all the moms? Parents.
Oh, yeah, I got out of that.
In a public school.
Oh, yeah,
like,
true.
Like, so, I mean, I was that first mom that did that. But then the moms were so nice. They got me. I'm in a WhatsApp now with a class of 2045, like, whatever they
graduate. Wait, that's fucking absurd.
Or it's, like, class of 2038. I don't know. But I'm in a WhatsApp. I had to download WhatsApp, and now we're in a group chat of 40 first-grade moms. Hello, everybody. I hope they don't listen to me.
I hope they don't watch the podcast. No, they're going to love you. They're going to think you're so cool.
I was thinking about it. I was like, if Mrs. fucking Appleberry is listening to me tell stories about my husband, like, just move on.
Honestly, just move on. But I gotta say, like, yeah. Think about it. They're just because they're teachers doesn't mean they no, don't like, have,
yeah, like,
we're
all humans.
Life.
Like, I actually like that. Yeah. They'll know that we're
so
humans.
So say hello when you see her. She's a mom o'clock representative. Everybody.
Yeah. Yes. And then my 4-year-old is going to pre-K 4.
Are you gonna match your kids the first day of school? They're not going to the same school, but like,
no.
Oh, got to match. Like for a picture?
No. Okay. And my baby is going to pre-K 3, and they're going to the same school as your baby, who's mm-hmm. going in pre-K 2s.
Mm-hmm. Pre-learners, they call it.
Pre-learners. And I have a lot of feels because, like, I have never, ever, ever, ever had no kids in the house. Ever.
What are you going to do? You're going to be calling me non-fucking stuff.
Like...
You're going to show up at my doorstep. I just know it.
But then there's something so different about, like, sending your first kid for the first time.
Yeah.
And then sending your last. It's like...
You're doing it at the same time.
No, I'm talking about like back when Joey...
Oh.
The first time I sent Joey when he was Gio's age, I had a newborn, a 5-day-old,
and a 1-year-old.
It was so hard
to process because you were still...
I wasn't even... I mean, I literally was out of the hospital, had to send Joey to school, but he only went half day, and I was like a nervous wreck too. But yeah, all the feels. But back to school as a... In a public school, like first grade is like, I feel like it's
like
the real deal.
I mean, you need
like
pencils, pencil sharpeners. You need like.
The supply list.
Shit.
The supply list is insane. 12 glue sticks. What are we doing with 12 glue sticks?
12 glue sticks?
Are we like shoving them up our noses? Like, what?
They asked you to get 12
glue sticks? 12 glue sticks, 5 folders.
Where do you keep it? He brings 12 glue sticks? He has a locker or something?
They don't have a locker. He has a real
cubby
little
hole?
Desk. No, not even a cubby. A desk. I went to see his
and he keeps 12 glue sticks in there?
I guess. I don't know.
They don't fit.
I know. I wonder if the desk opens like that. Remember the desk that, like, you just shove stuff in that way? Ugh. But so I emailed the principal, and I was like, Joey's going to a new school. He knows nobody. I was like, because they do kindergarten orientation, but he didn't do kindergarten there, so, and they don't do first grade orientation. So I emailed the principal, and I was like, I don't know if this is possible, but can we, like, come in for, like, a tour so he can get to know the hallways, like, he's gonna be so overwhelmed.
That was so nice. Let me ask you something before you start, though. So most kids, you went to Sundance, but most kids went there.
Right, for kindergarten. Because usually you start kindergarten.
That's why I
need
to do
school.
Somewhere where he's going to grow with, because I don't like the new school. Right. First grade.
I mean, same. And if we
So
move,
go ahead, principal said you could do
principal
that.
Principal said yes. He was so nice.
That was so
Love
nice.
That principal so much. We go in. I bring all the kids. Joe actually left work and met us for this
little principal needs to
meeting.
See the whole family.
Yeah, so the whole family. I literally, we roll in
you
deep.
You guys
I
dress
go,
nice, collar shirts.
I go, I'm so sorry, we're rolling deep. He's like, oh my God, you have so many little ones. And we come in and he's like, gives us the whole house tour of the school. And we were so lucky.
You met with him and he brought you around?
Yeah.
And
we were even so lucky that Joey's actual teacher was setting up the classroom. So I got to meet her. And Joey got to see his classroom, and that's how I know her. And she's a doll, and I love her, and I'm so excited.
I love that. Yeah. What a good idea, yeah. Mom.
I actually missed the whole tour because I was chatting with the teacher, and the kids went
that's
for
what
the
you
tour.
Need to do.
Yeah. She's, yeah.
Absolutely love that you did that.
Yes.
Oh, no. Great
and
job.
He felt way more prepared.
Oh, yeah.
And
you I think probably felt better, too.
And I felt better, and I think he's, like, the Sunday scares,
you gotta
the
see
nerves.
The classroom. I think that's a
yeah.
big thing.
Yeah. And like now he knows like to turn right when he gets there and like where to go for the auditorium. Like he's never been in the school before.
Yeah. And he'll get used to
so,
it.
So yeah. And then our kids.
What grade
our other
does that
kids,
school go up to?
Fourth, I think.
Okay.
Our other kids have orientation on Monday.
So we're sending Gio's in pre-learning, and then your son, youngest, is going for the first time, but he's a grade above Gio, so he's going
the pre-K threes, and Vienna's in the pre-K fours.
Yeah, so Vienna,
all same
Rocco,
school, but they'll all be in different classrooms.
Yeah, Vienna, Rocco, and Gio are all going to the same school, which is cool because, God forbid.
Yeah, we can
pick up, exchange, if we're not around, something mm-hmm. happens.
But they're all going all right 3 days a week.
They're all going 3
and
days a
week. And my kids are going.
Wait, Vienna's only going 3?
Yeah.
Oh, she's only 4. That
yeah.
makes sense, right?
I can't believe Gio's
I mean,
going to
Gio's
school?
Class has 17 kids,
yeah.
which I
oh,
think is crazy. How many does Rocco has? Have?
I didn't get a class list, actually.
I think I have that.
I didn't check. But Joey's class has 18 kids, so I was happy about that because usually I feel like I was thinking it was going to be like 25, which.
Oh, 18's good.
18's good for like first grade.
Let's just talk about like, I just talked about this like to myself. I'm always the mom that's so excited for the milestone to come.
Yeah.
And then the milestone comes. I'm like, I don't want this milestone here.
Yeah.
I was so excited to put him in school when I applied like months ago and we did the first like
right.
orientation.
The, yeah.
And
the
I was
touring.
So excited.
No,
the first tour.
Of the, school.
The tourings
yeah.
of the school. We were like picking his yes. school. I was so excited. I thought it was gonna be so fun. Like now that it's coming next week.
Yeah.
I don't want to send him.
I know.
I'm so upset.
I know.
I'm not ready.
I know.
I'm ordering things on Amazon like you can't imagine. I ordered a grape cruncher.
I mean, I have one of those. They're great.
I ordered a grape cute. Cruncher. I ordered a sandwich cruncher that like puts the sandwich in a different shape. Not going to eat the sandwich, but I ordered yeah. that.
Yeah.
I'm not
you're
ready.
You're a good mom.
I know. But I'm just like not prepared for this.
I know.
What is he going to do? He is... There is no shot he's walking into that school on
he's
Tuesday
walking.
Morning.
And you know what? You're not allowed to go in the school. You have to kiss and drop. You cannot go in.
Kiss and
it's
drop.
It's worse if you go in.
It's worse.
Well, they won't actually let you.
I know.
It's terrible.
I'm going to be sitting outside till 1 o'clock.
Wait,
like
so what? No, we're going to go.
Obviously, like, we're nervous wrecks. I mean, like, all I can think about is, like, what am I bringing for him for lunch? Because, like, he's... Like, my nieces and nephew, like, they eat the same shit. They'll have a lunch, like, that. They'll eat that. Like, Gio doesn't have something that he eats. I'm like, what am I going to pack him? But I
yeah.
guess my mom's like, he'll come
adjust.
Home and be like, I want this.
Yeah.
Or he'll just adjust to eating it, and it'll be his food. But, like, I'm, like, nervous about his lunch. I don't know why. He's not going to sit and eat with his class. I just know he's going to, like, be up and flying. He's going to get in trouble.
Do you know what's so funny? You think that. But when they're in the environment of imagine seeing 17
right.
other children doing
sitting.
Something. Like, you're going to want to do what everyone else is doing.
Or not.
Yeah, but he will.
Yeah. So I just feel like we just talked about this. Like, are we going to be the moms that, like, linger after drop-off and, like, chat with the other moms? Or, like, are we getting in our car and running home?
Dom, I have so many stories because I'm trying to make new mom friends in
first grade.
Two schools. First grade mom friends, which are real. Like, and Joey made the baseball team, so I'm trying to get into the baseball moms. I'm trying to get into the first grade moms. I just want to...
Like, schmoozing the principal.
No, I just want to, like, have friends.
I know,
and, like,
I know.
Have a good time. Like, this is my life for the
next
couple
of years. I know. I
and,
totally
like,
agree.
I don't want to... And, like, going to drop off and pick up, like, I just want to, like, say hi to Susie. Like, I don't want to hide in the car anymore.
Me too. And I need, like, someone to talk to. Also, like,
that's
we're,
not
like, mom
you.
Friends because we're in the same school.
Yes, we are.
Which is cool. We have to think about that.
Yeah.
But like, at what
point?
We'll
be at the parking lot crying, laughing at each other.
I'm gonna be crying when I drop him off. But at what point is like first day of school like a birthday party? I am.
If you have.
I am.
You have the balloon arch?
Not the arch. I just have balloons. I have a sign that he's gonna hold. Mm-hmm. And new sneakers.
Yeah.
And a new backpack and 5 bento boxes. Why did I need to get 5 bento boxes? I was just nervous. They're $50. I can't afford 5
bento
boxes.
Did you get the good one at least?
Yeah.
Because the
Thermal.
Well, that one's good. Well, yeah, but that won't fit if you get the Thermos and the Benko box.
They're the same.
Yeah, but will they all fit in the lunchbox together? Because
I didn't get the lunchbox yet, so I don't know.
You didn't get a lunchbox?
No, but it's like, I ordered the balloons yesterday. You want to see them? They're so cute.
Yeah, I do want to see them.
Okay.
Maybe we should just come to your house for pictures before, because I am not doing any of that shit.
Wait, you should. How funny is that? So I got these. I got this apple.
Oh, that's cute.
And then I got
it's so funny.
The school bus.
Who blows these up? Oh, the
balloon. She will. And then these crayons.
Oh, you should plug her.
Yeah. She's called the Creative. Hold on, let me just
She's really good.
Yeah, she is. Shout out to Creative Twists Events in Metuchen. She's the best. She did our Mom O'Clock event, too.
Yeah, she's great.
So anyway, I'm throwing a birthday party for the first day of school, and I need to know what you're doing for the first day of school. I mean, you obviously have signs. Like, don't bullshit me.
I'm throwing a tequila party.
Yeah, no, you're, like, having alcohol? Okay, so maybe I'll have a margarita.
I'm absolutely bullshitting right now. Like, I am going to be, yeah, like, especially because my baby is going to pre-K.
You're, like, so dramatic. I don't want to hear your shit.
And, like, yes, I will have the signs, and I will do the things, and I will do the special first day of school breakfast, but.
First day of school breakfast? What does that mean?
You know, the pancakes and little shapes of apples at the little.
You're such a fucking liar. What are you going to do for breakfast? My kid's not going to eat before school, and he's going to take a shit at school.
He has to eat. I know. I don't know. Rocco's gonna.
He's gonna ask for snacks in the middle of school. He can't go. What if he doesn't want to be there?
Then he'll be crying.
My mom goes to me today. She goes, "It's gonna be a lot of back and forth the first couple of weeks. Like, they're gonna call you." I go, "What do you mean?"
No, they don't do that.
Like, they call me to come get him.
They will only call you if
what?
Like,
he won't stop crying.
No, they won't even call you for that.
What do they call me for?
Like, if he's inconsolable, like, they won't call you. They won't call you. They won't.
I want to call them.
You can call them. I've done that. When Joey went to school, I called and I said, "Is he okay?" Because he was a mess. Absolutely, you can call. I might even check
I need
him.
To know. I'm orientation, check in on I have Rocco. To write down.
I will absolutely check in on Rocco. I will.
I have to write down questions because I have questions. Like, who can I call? Who can I text? Didn't they say there's like a group chat, though, that they're going to start for the teachers? They said that.
Yeah, they'll probably have some sort of app. Yeah.
In the middle of the app with like 17 other moms, like, "Hey, how's she?"
No, but they'll send pictures. They will.
I just know this is what they're gonna say on the first day. They're like, "He was great. He's so cute, but he does not listen. He didn't eat when everyone ate lunch. He just wanted to play."
I mean, he's never been to school before.
He's gonna be such a good boy. I'm not worried.
Also,
I'm not worried at all.
Yeah, we're not worried.
He's such a good boy. Yeah. Everyone always. Anytime he goes somewhere and comes back, he's always a good boy.
Yeah.
But you know what I am ready for?
What?
Schedules.
Yes.
Like reoccurring, us getting on just like a routine. I'm ready for that. But you know what's weird?
You know who's not ready for that? My children.
But Michael was asking me about plans. He's like, "We're just trying to plan out the rest of our year." And I'm like, mm-hmm. "Gio's gonna. I have to remember Gio's in school."
Right.
Like he's like, "You have to do this, this." I'm like, "Gio's in school. Yeah. The schedule is changing."
Yeah, you have to like think about it.
I'm forgetting that he's in school. I'm telling my babysitter she has to be there all day on Wednesday. Meanwhile, she doesn't have to do one thing till 1 o'clock.
The kid is in school.
Yeah. Like, I'm just ready for just, like, all that. Yeah. But I just feel like he needs to get on a better schedule with bedtime. Like, he's been up every night for the past, like, 3 months in my bed. I can't take it anymore.
I know. It's a school night.
I'm going to have time to myself, but, like, I don't like having time for myself.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do? Just tell me.
I don't know. I have to figure it out. I'm gonna have some sort of schedule. First of all, I have to figure out how I'm getting all the kids to school.
My babysitter just texted me. Do you care if Gio has a donut? I'm in need of caffeine, so we are walking to Duncan from the park. He did so good at the park. He made friends, peed on the potty, and he ate some strawberries. And of course, we will have lunch.
Oh my God, no donut.
Why? He Why he can't have a donut?
He can't have a donut.
Why can't he have a donut?
Oh my God. Do you know what's in those things?
You literally get munchkins 3 times a week at Dunkin' Donuts. Not even munchkins. You get like the bagel bites with cream cheese in it. Don't talk to me. Of course.
Talking about him a donut is crazy. My kids probably already had 10 donuts this morning.
She's so cute. Anyway, so I need to know what you're going to be doing. Tell me right now what you're going to be doing when your kids go to school. Go. Name 3 things.
I'm going to try to go to the gym.
Okay. One more happening. Go ahead. The gym. You don't even have a gym membership.
I'm going to get a gym membership.
Okay. So task one.
I don't know. Gonna.
Are you nervous to be alone?
Yeah, I'm going to be so sad.
Are you?
Yeah. You're going to hang out with me?
Yeah, we have to do things. We have to really...
We have things to do.
Yeah, get our nails done.
Yeah.
Get our boobs done.
Get boobs done. I have a lot to do.
I'm excited to see what you're going to be doing when your kids are in school.
Same.
Because I'm not answering your phone call. I want you to
follow my OnlyFans account, guys.
I want you to suffer for a couple of days. I want to see what you do without calling me. I just want to see it. But I have to say, like, let's do things we swear we're going to do this school year. And okay. I'm going to name, like, 8 things, and you have to pick 3.
Okay.
So I'm going to name them all first. Pack lunches the night before.
Am I going to do that?
No, I'm gonna name them all the things we swear we're going to do this school year.
Oh, I pack lunches in the morning.
And, like, we'll come back to this at the end of the school year.
Oh, okay.
So pack lunches the night before, because you say you're going to do it, but sometimes you just don't. Pack lunch the night before, lay out the outfits, lay out your outfits, go to bed early, stay organized, never miss a school email, actually volunteer, and then keep the house together.
Hmm.
So how long are we giving ourselves until that falls apart? So if I have to pick 3.
No, I think better ones are like sending notes. Like I remember like I was putting notes in.
Oh, I ordered those to Amazon.
I would do that like up until probably like February. I would do it for
Okay, let's do this year though. Like, what you're gonna do this year?
No,
pick 3.
Pick 3 that I want to stick to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would love nothing more to pick out my kids' outfits the night before, but it just doesn't work.
It's a good one.
But that is a good one.
One. Try.
But it won't work. But I will try. I saw this thing of like moms that have those organizers where it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's literally each outfit picked out for the whole week, so they don't even have to think. Which, like,
I used to pick out my outfit before school. Did you? I always laid out my outfit. It was like sweatpants and Victoria's Secret leggings, but
yeah, I
always picked it out.
I don't even know what I wore to school.
I absolutely put it on my chair every morning, every night before.
Like high school?
Yeah.
I think I just threw it.
My mom definitely did that. That's why I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom definitely
did. So pick out your outfits. What else?
You know what I'm excited about? Yeah. I'm excited to. I know my house is going to be absolute mayhem in the morning getting everyone ready, and I'm going to leave it a mess. I know I am because there's not going to be time to clean, I'm going to come home, and I'm absolutely going to be able to, like, clean on my own time. Like, I could throw on a show, and I can clean, and I can organize, and I'll have nobody, no distractions.
Are we going to feel guilty watching a show while kids are in school? No. I think it's going to be better.
No. I'm not feeling guilty. I'm going to leave that feeling guilty behind.
We'll talk about
that.
So layout outfits. What else? 2 more things.
Layout outfits. Well, my thing is kind of like not worry about the mess. Like,
okay, so
keep the mess. But so, I guess that's not really a thing.
No, swear you're
packing
going to do
notes.
The...
I would like to keep packing.
You're
going to
clean your house.
Yeah.
So that's 2.
Okay, and
notes, doing notes.
Yeah, I love notes, but Joey I think says he doesn't want notes anymore.
He could cry.
He did.
Well, I said
because I have the note things, and I was like, Mommy, can't wait to make the notes. And he's like, I don't know if I want them this year.
No, I'm going
to
throw up.
Well, let's wait to see if, like, your friends have notes. I'll wait. Or I'll put it in the zipper hide pocket. And if you want to take it out, you can.
Are you crying?
I mean, I could. That's so sad.
That's so sad.
I know. He got the he didn't want, like, the Pokemon, the Mario. He wanted a fucking big, like, college kid Jansport.
Under Armour.
The Jansports are still in. Backpack with a Nike lunchbox. Like... Ugh,
how does he know what's cool? Kid. Does he see other kids having it?
I don't know if he knows what's cool. He likes what he likes, but like, on his new baseball team, like the boys were talking about it, and they are like such bros. Like, for example, I didn't even tell you this. We went to like a baseball like meetup with the families, and
Like a barbecue?
No, like at the field. Oh, okay. And Joey just like right away ran to like all the boys that were like on his
team.
Did
he know them?
He's starting to get to know them, but like he just like ran. My point is he just like ran away and he was like, "See you, mom." And the kids are like, "Are you sure shirts or skins?" And then like three of them just like take off their shirts and they're like, ready
"What was
to play
Joey?
Ball.
Shirts or skins?"
He kept a shirt on, but wait. But I was like watching. I was like, "What is happening?" And then so Vienna and Rocco are standing here with all the other siblings, and another sibling walks over to them and he's like, "Do you guys want to see something scary?" And I'm standing right here. I'm like, what is this dude going to say? And he's like a six-year-old kid. And Rock was like, yeah. And the guy's like, come with me. There's a witch in the shed over here. And I'm like,
did you say no?
No, the fuck not. You're not going to see the witch in the shed. But like, if I wasn't there to protect them from the scary witch in the shed.
They would have saw the scary witch in the shed.
I can't always be there. And like, I'm starting
you
to realize this.
You have to always be there.
I can't. But it was insane that this stupid motherfucking kid came up to my kids and said, do you want to see the witch in the shed?
Stupid motherfucker.
And Rocco was like, yeah. And Vienna was like, no, Rocco, we're not going.
Okay, good. She knows what's up.
She knows.
She's going to project.
But, like, she's not always going to be there either. And then Rocco's going to be...
No witches in the goddamn sheds.
So.
All right, well, the three things that I'm definitely going to do is lay out clothes.
Okay.
Try to do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pack lunch night before, so I'm not going to even choose that one.
No.
Stay. No, I'm gonna do clothes. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do never miss a school email. Mm-hmm. I'm always gonna be responding. You know me. Mm-hmm. And lastly, volunteer. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be involved.
Yeah,
have to be. My mom was always class mom.
Me too. Totally.
So how long are we giving ourselves until that goes out the window?
No, I think
I'm gonna say like February.
Yeah, I think we could do it though.
He's gonna celebrate his
birthday.
I still love
you
that.
Can go in and read and bring
I never had a birthday in school because I was the 28th of December.
Yeah,
so we always have to like celebrate early and I'm like, wasn't my actual birthday.
You're going in.
Let me look now like if his birthday's on a weekday. I have to look. I'm like such a weirdo mom.
My kids are summer, so they never do either. They
okay,
celebrate
so
their
February
half birthdays.
26th. Oh my God, it's a Friday. I will celebrate.
Do you get
birthday.
Like, so I took my kids to Staples last night and the smell of Staples.
I love
like, it was
Staples,
like the
you have no
back
idea.
To school.
I still go.
The way my kids ran through Staples, like it was Disney World.
I
like,
used to, too.
The art supplies, the folders. Joey saw some crazy Pokemon folder.
Did you record yourself in there?
I tried, Dom. I told you. It was a rough.
They're just spanking each other with rulers.
I talk a little, like, segment on this, but I think I have to tell you. I also went back to school shopping with them for clothes and shoes, which I did a mom fail. Would you have thought about this? Like, so we were trying on new sneakers, but they came in Crocs, so they're sweaty ass summer
with
feet.
No socks.
Had no socks to try on the shoes, so they were like
dumb.
Freaking out, and then they're all like grabbing the
you
socks
don't know if
off
they
the
actually
shelf,
fit.
Taking the socks off from the sock thing.
You have to buy it.
So now I have to buy three pairs of socks that don't fit them.
Yeah. I just
it
can't.
It was an absolute nightmare. It was hell.
Never
on
bring
earth.
Your kids
never,
back to school.
Ever,
just bring
ever,
home.
Ever, ever.
Unless you're going supply shopping. I don't mind that because they pick out their notebooks.
Yeah,
their
like
folders.
That's exciting. But school shopping, clothes.
Did he need
no.
folders and stuff?
Thank you. Yeah, he had to get three folders, red, blue, and green, and then a take home homework folder.
So let me ask something.
These oh, you remember
are posting?
You remember book socks?
Yeah.
Those I
loved a book sock. The silky ones.
Oh, the silky ones.
But you know what we
I
used
like
to
the
do
rainbow,
is the cardboard
the zebra print, cheetah
yes.
print.
Remember the cardboard ones we had to used to have to do? My mom used to have to fold the cardboard
ew.
Paper on.
I
it.
Didn't like those. I liked. The
I
silks.
Used to love book socks. Yes.
It's like a little condom for your book.
I'm having so many. I had such a good life. wait. So what was I going to say? But all these teachers are posting like pay for my supplies, like clear my registry of my supplies. Like, but don't we buy our own supplies? So why do they
like
supplies for
their
the classroom?
Class? Yeah, classroom supplies.
All right. So yeah. that's too much for me. But I just feel like while we wrap this back to school shit up,
yeah.
What are we most excited about and what are we most nervous about? Go.
I'm excited for my kids too. They're my little friends, and I'm losing them.
I know, you have no friends now. It's crazy.
My kids too, like, go out and make new friends, because
so
especially
fun.
Joey, like, he's a boy's boy. Like, he's, like, excited to be on the travel baseball team. He's excited to start first grade. Like, he feels like he's growing up, and I'm excited to, like, watch his independence
your
grow.
Lips grow
and
right.
I'm crying.
I can tell.
And,
yeah, let it out.
No, I can't believe I have three kids going to school. What am I going to do? I have to have another baby, like, right now.
Or you have to get a job.
No, I'm getting a baby.
Oh my God. You can't just lean on a baby. You have to be self-sufficient. You're going to be okay. You're going to love this new time.
Yeah. Well. No, actually, yeah. So let me circle back. I'm so excited. I'm going to do whatever I want when I want, and we're going
to
go.
I'm so excited for you. I'm excited to watch you. But tell me about, like, what you're most nervous about.
I'm nervous about mean kids, like real bullies. And
Gio was at my mother-in-law's yesterday. He has cousins that he's very close with. Mm-hmm. And they got up because they finished eating before him and like started to like play. And he was eating a French fry, like alone. Watching. I started crying. My mom's like, can you calm the fuck down?
Yeah.
I was like, what if like he, no, you don't understand.
If I even try to think about Joey sitting at a lunch table alone, it's over.
No, I'm going to hysterically cry.
So that is not.
You don't understand.
No, like picturing Rocco or Gio sitting by themselves. We have to cut.
No,
this is a wrap.
I Mama Cock is fathom mean kids because I'm.
Just everybody be nice and teach your kids
be
to be nice.
Be kind to Giovanni Joseph. He's just a baby and he loves to make friends and he just wants to be. Oh my God.
No.
He just wants to be everybody's friend. So just be kind to him, please.
Put a billboard up your face. No, but seriously.
Okay, I'm not excited for nothing. I'm just upset.
Oh. It'll be okay.
I'm scared.
He'll be fine. Oh. We have to cut. I have to go hug her.
It's going to be fine.
It's going
to
be fine.
Mama Cog's out. I have to go wipe my face.
I'm going to hug. I got to go kiss her. Bye, guys.